Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Good morning, everybody. You tune to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. I'm Amnon, your host for the next hour now, along with Larry Dial.
Hello.
Good morning, Senor Larry.
Good morning.
And our numbers are 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone. These are free calls. We pay for them. We don't have a screener today. We'll let them stay home and sleep late or sleep in.
I think she's with her parents somewhere.
I'm answering the phones, and while I'm talking, I can't talk and answer the phone at the same
time. I know, so folks, it's scary.
Just let it ring, and I'll get to it in a second. Computers 99 brought to you today by Mindspring. And you can call Mindspring at 1-888-MSPRING or on the World Wide Web at www.mindspring.com. We're also brought to you by Bell South Mobility DCS. And you can call them at 1-888-327-2001 to get wireless for as low as $10 a month. Computers 99 also brought to you by Computer Exchange. They sell, buy, and trade new and pre-owned computer equipment. Located in Raleigh on Six Forks Road across from North Hills Mall and in Cary in the Crossroads Shopping Center. The Computer Exchange. Okay, tell you what. Let's go directly to the phones. Good morning.
Good morning, Amnon. It's Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
A question on Windows 95. Is there a faster way to close all open programs other than one at a time?
And then what? Well, after you close them?
When I go to install a new program.
You
want to close all the open programs. Instead of doing them one at a time, is there one fast way to do them?
Well, you can go to Task Manager and just go in through the applications.
Well, it's one at a time.
Yeah, but you can just go boom, 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 boom down a list.
Okay.
That's easier than going to each one of them.
You can. The way that I would do it is even faster than that.
Which is?
Alt F4.
You can do
Alt
that.
Alt F4, and it just closes one program at a time as you do it.
That's true.
Alt-Tab-4?
Alt-F4.
Oh, F4, okay.
Alternate F4.
Okay.
Every time you hit it, it's going to close the program that is highlighted.
Okay, great. One other thing. Last week I called about the menu, program menu.
Yeah, the scrolling option,
yeah.
Right.
Did you come up with a fix for that?
No,
Windows 95?
I looked and I couldn't see anything like what Larry was talking about as far as the advance and advanced.
Yeah, on 95, no, on 98 and
98,
on,
yeah.
And on 2000. So that must be a feature. You're going to have to go into the registry editor.
And I'm not about to do that.
And turn on, yeah. I mean, that's, because what it is, and I think they did this graphically, which is how they've improved 98, is they put a switch in,
and you
can do it.
To you, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And otherwise, you got to do it in the registry.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Bye.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone. And these are free calls, and Larry's dying to say something.
No, man, you're looking at me like that. I'm the boss. Need the info. I've been watching way too much Austin Powers lately.
I would think so.
It's been so much fun.
Good morning. You're on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.
Well, good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
I hope your hard drives are still turning.
It's turning.
I have a quick question. A couple of months ago, my daughter got a hold of an AOL disk on her grandparents' computer.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah. Tried to install AOL.
Mm-hmm.
I took it off, but ever since then, my browser won't come up. I get an OLE 2.0 initialization error.
How did you take it off?
I took it off from the AbbeyMove program.
Okay.
Went through that, deleted the AOL folder.
Okay.
But the dial-up works, but every time I try and load a browser, I've reinstalled Netscape, I've installed the newest version of Netscape, I get an OLE 2.0 initialization error. The DLL libraries may be corrupt or something like that.
Ouch.
I think what happened was there's something in the Windows. I mean, that's a Windows file.
Yeah, but, I mean, why would it not be?
Because AOL, I mean, you never know what AOL is going to put on your machine.
Yeah.
And
what happens with IE? Did you try to bring up Internet Explorer?
I never installed it on that computer. I just removed it.
You removed IE? You removed Internet Explorer.
Yes, it was never installed. I just removed it off the computer.
What did you do? You removed it off the desktop? Just you removed the icon, or you actually...
I removed the icon and deleted the folder.
Okay.
off of the hard drive.
That's the problem.
No, you done that in the very beginning, right? When you got the computer?
Yeah, I did that on the very beginning. It's been running just fine. I had they have one of the local ISPs that provide their own software.
Right.
And it worked fine until she did the AOL stuff. And now, even though I've reinstalled the browser won't come up. If I try to use a freeware program called FTP, QTFTP.
Right.
It comes up with the OLE initialization error also.
Yeah, it's a main, like a main file.
It's a system file
deleted
from Windows.
One thing is when you use add and remove programs and you remove a program, every time it asks you, it says there's this file that's not being used right now.
Yeah, that didn't come up with AOL.
Okay, it just went through.
It just went through and did a normal uninstall. I'm going to be listening. I thought I'd throw it out and see if anybody. I even copied all the OLE files from my computer and put them on floppies, took them over there and dumped them into the Windows system folder.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went out to Microsoft's website, which is not helpful at all,
you really have to know how to use it. I mean, it can be helpful, obviously, but it's not for your...
It's not easy to
It's not easy to maneuver.
And it's too slow.
Yeah.
Well, they did recommend running RegClean, which I downloaded and ran on that computer, but it didn't help at all. So if any of your listeners have a suggestion, I'm going to be listening to the radio. I'd appreciate the help because I'd like to get the backup and running.
Yeah.
Everything else works fine except for the browser. The dial-up works. I can get connected to their ISP, in fact, I even reinstalled their software.
But you're saying that even QTFTP doesn't work.
Yeah, now I can get WSFTP.
It works
fine with no errors.
Okay.
So I went out to Microsoft's FTP site and downloaded some OLE updates, and that didn't even fix the problem. So
what?
I'm just interested if anybody knows.
What operating system are you running?
Windows 95.
One or two?
I think it's two.
Okay.
Try and get, don't they have service packs?
Yes, but I still think what happened was that at one point you deleted a system file that needs to be reinstalled in Windows, and I would just reinstall Windows.
Well, okay. If he reinstalls Windows,
right.
He is going to lose
what
some of his application settings and things like that. I mean,
I can reinstall those. That's no problem.
If you can reinstall Windows, then you have no problem.
Because I think what happened was you deleted a system file when you originally deleted the folder, and when you put back in Netscape, it runs its own OLE DLL file. And then when AOL came off, you took that off, and it just didn't go back on. I think there's a Windows system file missing, which is what it is.
Definitely.
And
it may be that an upgrade pack, any kind of service pack, something later than what you have, will reinstall that file when you are applying it.
All right, let me give that a try.
One last thing. You might try downloading or installing the latest version of IE.
And see
if that will install that file. You just go up and take IE5 and download it and install it or whatever.
What kind of computer is it?
It's a compact ProLinear, but it's an older machine.
What speed?
75.
Yeah, I would stay with IE4.
IE4 is fine too. Yeah, I would try installing IE4 again and see if that puts it back in.
All right, I'll give that a shot. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy
wife.
Thank you.
We'll be here. Yeah, we hope we're going to be
here. Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, #850 on your Alltel cell phone. And these are free calls. And good morning. You're on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.
Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
I had a question about getting started. If I wanted to browse email, online bank services, that sort of thing, what would be an entry-level start that would be an adequate without having a lot of bells and whistles?
You're talking about the computer.
The whole system, yeah.
I'd go with a 400 or 466 Celeron with 64 megaframe. And somewhere around the 13 gig hard drive, and something like this should cost right around $1,000.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And would you wait until after Y2K passes to go out and buy one if you don't already own one?
No. The motherboards are all Y2K compliant.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about that.
And Celeron, that's a brand.
Celeron is an Intel Pentium 2, but without the extra cache.
Okay. And what size monitor would you get with a system like that?
I mean, that's up to you. I'm thinking about is a 17, but it's up to you.
I got you. Thanks a lot, man.
Sure.
Have
Thanks
a good
for
day.
Calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell cell phone, Bell to DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone, and these are free calls. And again, I want to remind you that we do not have a screener today.
So we cannot walk and chew gum at the same time.
Right, so we're answering the phone, and while we're talking to somebody on the air, if you're ringing in while somebody's on the air, please just let it ring. I'll get it, just like I'm doing now. Good morning. You're on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.
Hi. I'm sure that you guys have answered this along the way sometime.
Well, thanks for calling me.
However, I wasn't listening then, and yeah. By next Sunday, you will. The problem will have already occurred. So the question is, on Windows 3.1, how can you or can you turn that back to, like, is it 1972?
Yeah.
To where it won't do anything or... What should you do if you got Windows 3.1?
What would I do if I had Windows 3.1?
You still do have not, so be good.
I do have it on one machine, and I don't remember when was the last time I turned it on.
By the way, we just bought another computer that's going to be for all of our financial data, but we're going to keep this one for our daughter. We've got some programs
to do what?
Just to do some very basic, just grandma and me type programs.
Then I wouldn't worry a bit about the date.
So you don't think...
It's not, remember one thing, it's not like the computer is not going to work.
Okay.
It is the dates that are going to be tagged on files are going to be wrong.
Okay. So it's not as though it's going to shut down and we're not going to be able to load that in
and keep it
for her.
No, okay. I would just let her use it. Now, I did see on the Microsoft site that they do have patches for Windows 3.1 for Y2K. So if you're on the internet, just go to the Microsoft site and do a search for Y2K patches.
Okay.
And I think I've seen one for 3.1.
No, you're right. There is one.
Yeah. So.
Okay. And then you can just like download that thing.
Yeah, download it, install it, and it'll work.
Okay. Right. That sounds great. Thank you so much. I'm relieved.
Sure.
All right. Bye bye.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell cell phone, Bell to DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone. These are free calls. And good morning. You're on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Fine.
Good. Listen, I'm not a computer expert.
That's why you're calling us.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the show.
Sure.
I've been having some difficulty. In fact, I just pulled it up. When I try and download, or not go on the web,
yeah.
And I look and... I get a Microsoft Internet Explorer, you know, warning, and it says a fault. It says component installation failed. Try reinstalling components listed by choosing Windows Update under Internet Explorer tools.
Right.
When I do that, nothing happens.
You have to be what they're telling you to do is to go on the internet first.
Yeah, I'm on online now. I'm on American Online.
American Online is not going to do it for you. You have to be.
Yeah, the Windows Update, and again, you may have to go to Microsoft's website to find out what the AOL issue is. But what that's supposed to do is when you update, it goes to a Microsoft Update site. The site will look at your machine and say, this is what's missing. Do you want to download? La, 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 la. I'm not sure if you have AOL in the middle, what happens.
Yeah, me neither.
And I would think that's an AOL issue. I would ask them what to do with it.
It started happening after I installed AOL 5.
Right, and I'm not sure what, I mean, I haven't even seen that program.
Yeah.
So I would call AOL and ask them. I would, you know, get on their website and take a look at their...
It doesn't mention FAQs. Which component, it just says component.
Yeah, and then when you go to the, you know, when I go to the Internet Explorer and go to Tools and hit the update, the Windows update,
I'm wondering if it's AOL telling you that you need something. That's also a possibility.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is one of the biggest issues going on the Internet today is that when you've got a big provider like AOL and they've got proprietary software that gets in the way of another big provider like Microsoft, we're not quite sure what's going to happen.
I see.
Okay.
So I got to fuss it up with AOL?
I would think so first.
You don't have to fuss it out. Just ask.
But I like the idea. Fuss it out with them.
Thanks very much.
Thank
sure.
You.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on 850 The Buzz.
Hello, fellas. It's Kyle.
Hello, Kyle.
Good morning.
There's nobody to screen me. I can say what I want to say.
Absolutely. Tell him then how wonderful he is. Everybody else does. It's
getting real. You have, Larry's slowing you down, but you have exactly a minute and a half.
Okay.
Okay. What do you guys think of USB modems? Are they performing adequately?
Why would you want a USB modem?
It's not a question of wanting one. It's being curious as to whether...
I don't have any experience with it. I don't see any reason why it will not work just as well, if not better, than a
regular. I love USB ports. So I don't know why it wouldn't.
Yeah, I've got a USB scanner and love it.
Oh, these USB connections are terrific, yeah. I think. I haven't had any problems. So.
Yeah, but, and I'm going to... Since we're running out of time, I'll hang up and listen to the next answer. We're thinking about getting my dad a computer, and he's probably mid to late 60s, and he wants to get online, do his stocks and such. But we think it would be much easier for him if he were to use something that would be more structured, like AOL or CompuServe, as far as finding information.
No. Please don't do that to him, because all it'll do is put stuff in the way of his getting to things. And that's my opinion. I mean, just get him into a nice, simple ISP. With a nice standard browser like IE or Navigator, and
teach him how to use a browser.
And that's really it. He didn't need to know anything else.
Right.
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of publications that have their own web addresses, too, so he should have some good good starting place.
He should learn how to use the Internet, not being spoon-fed.
Right. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
This is coming from his youngest son, by the way.
All right.
Good for you, Kyle.
I'll see you.
Bye. And have a happy new year. And your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Our number is again 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. And these are free calls. We pay for them. And this segment of the show is brought to you by Bell South Mobility DCS. And you can call them at 1-888-327-2001 to get wireless for as low as $10 a month. And I don't think anybody beats Bell South Mobility in our area. Really.
For what?
For service.
Oh, okay.
For service and their...
So I've got to keep remembering it's Bell South Mobility and not
Bell South.
Yeah, Bell South
Mobility.
Because
I don't know that anybody can beat Bell South in general. I mean, I don't care how much you complain and how much is this and how much is that. Bell South, at least things work.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you have DSL yet?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't need it.
I don't have it because I can't get it.
You will. It just takes time. You can't get it from anybody else either. There are companies here that have been promising it, Flashcom, been promising it and advertising for the last 4 months. And they still can't deliver. They take your money and they just keep telling you 2 weeks, another week, another week, another 2 weeks, another day. Come on.
Hasn't happened, though.
And they cannot do it without Bell South.
What?
See, that's the thing.
Does that sound like a monopoly to you? Let's sue them!
Hey, if you've got nothing else to do, go for it. I have no reason. Let me tell you something. Some monopolies are good. At least you know that it's standard.
Yeah, well, don't pass go. There's still a couple more issues.
Let me kind of... I just want to open the window and see.
And take a look out, and you're going to get it right between the eyes.
Yeah.
Now, you've heard of, or maybe you haven't, but you probably have heard of this web service called Ask Jeeves.
Yeah.
Very popular internet search technology. Well, we now have Ask Maxwell.
Close the window.
And the service is called Ask Maxwell. Now, you might think this is a ripoff. Do you hear what he's doing, folks? We'll get you very fast. In fact, what it is that Microsoft has purchased the technology from Ask Jeeves to run Ask Maxwell. The problem is that Ask Jeeves is being sued by two MIT scientists. Well, that would actually be even funnier, isn't it? Who claimed they invented the search technology. And, of course, Ask Jeeves is passing suit right along that. So Microsoft can bear the lawsuit.
Hey, go talk to Maxwell.
I'm telling you, we're really having a good time out here. We're just a big pockets full of this stuff. Oh, boy.
Let Jeeves and Maxwell duel it out.
What the interesting part is just how much money is in this internet search technology. Now, the innovative part of this technology is that it allows more and more English language query, standard language query, which means you can go in there and without knowing the technical way to write queries, and there is a structured way to do that, you can ask, find me all the gunk about why.
Right.
And the search engine itself will be able to take that, break it apart, and do a very good technical search.
Yeah, supposedly.
That's what this technology is about. So it's a huge advance. And it's worth a lot of money, and now if you ask Jeeves or ask Max, it's just one thing after another. And finally, for my...
Ask Hilda.
Brunhilda?
Go ahead.
Frau Hilda? One last thing, and this is my rant about the Evil Empire this week. They're getting ready to put out the final edition of Microsoft 2000, Windows 2000 in February.
That's it. Final one, huh?
This is going to be out. You know, the plastic says shrink wrap the whole bit. Now, this is all wonderful, except if you've been a beta tester along the way, and if you do not have, they just issued this in a little bit of a notice out there, and this is unfortunately something I know painfully.
It's amazing how when it's a good thing, you say we. When it's a bad thing, you say they.
Well, no, we
issued. I love that.
Go ahead. We have a good PR department. Better. If you are running on a system, the beta 3 version of Windows 2000, in order to install the upgrade of Windows 2000,
needs a clean disk.
What you are told to do is. And I swear to you, I read this. Take your data, put it on another drive or partition. Take your applications, format the hard drive.
You're kidding.
And you must reinstall it clean.
You are kidding.
And then you can reinstall your apps and reinstall your data. This is what they're telling you. So you poor suckers. I mean, I've already been through this, folks, because I installed RC2, which is the Release Candidate 2, which is the next version.
So how come you're not saying us poor suckers and you?
I was a poor sucker. You know how I screamed at them when I put on the RC2 and it ate my hard drive and I had to. This is just insanity. If you're going to send, I mean, I wish they would stop this. I wish we would stop this. Beta testing software is a good thing.
Yeah, if you say so.
I mean, it gets the bugs out. Even when we charge for it, it's a good thing.
It's needed, and it's nice, and it's good. Yeah, absolutely.
But to punish we poor beta testers by saying, aha, you've done your job, thanks a whole lot. Now, in order to install the final version, you've got to format your hard drive and start all over again? Oh, it's painful. Now, if they want to pay me the 4 hours it takes to reinstall, you know, pay me consulting rates, that would be fine, Bill. The address is...
No, you pay for it. You pay for it. Not just by time, but with money.
So that's my rant about us this week. We do some good things, but then we just do some of the most stupid things in the world.
Well, all in all...
It's been a good year.
It's good.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Windows 2000 is a great product, in my opinion, for an operating system for a desktop.
I don't think anybody cares about your opinion.
But it doesn't matter to me either, because... I'm the boss.
Get that thing off your tooth.
Paul's now working that one on me. I got a whole bag of with your name on it.
So 850-0850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone. #850 on your Old Tail cell phone. These are free calls. We pay for them. And we want to see those phones ringing.
Any other problems out there?
Any problem. I mean, if you got anything for Christmas, if the jolly guy dropped something down the chute, down the chimney. It can't be that big if it's down the chimney.
Well, you never know.
That's right. You never know. And you having a problem with it? Try us. Maybe we can help you. Maybe. There's a good chance, but maybe.
Well, there's some chance.
Absolutely.
Next week.
How do you like e-business?
How do I like? Well, see, I happen to be one of those people that haven't had the problems. E-business has had its first rough season, hasn't it?
I mean, it had a rough season. it's amazing.
But I mean, think that's probably that we should have anticipated that.
I don't know. I mean, being from the side of the technical side, you know, knowing about internet and how it works and all that, there is no reason whatsoever that a company like Toys R Us will not be prepared, except if they were cheapskates.
Or
there is absolutely no reason. Their resources are there to handle everything. You need to get the people, and you need to make sure that you have enough to sell.
Right. It's
amazing.
The real issue is that it's a user problem, not a technology problem. The technology works.
It is no. It is the problem. Hey, there's no finger pointing here. It is Toys R Us problem.
That's right.
They should have hired people to tell them how to do it right. They put a lot, I mean a lot of money, into letting people know that hey, we're doing it on the internet.
Right.
Doing what on the internet?
It's like opening up big brand new stores in all of the cities and not having the show stock.
Right. I mean, this is ridiculous. Right. This is irresponsible. I mean, I feel for those people that ordered stuff, you know, for the kids and decided, let's do it the right way, you know, the nice way.
Internet,
we don't have to go and stand in line. We don't have to waste gas, you know, and let's support them. They are innovators, and then get stuck. Poor kids, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. I just think that, and you're absolutely right, is that it is a human problem. It's a company that got into the business that didn't understand it or did not spend the money
for
people who do understand it.
Exactly.
But it's like anything else. If your core competency is selling toys, it's not selling toys via the internet. You need to hire somebody or consult out or whatever with people whose expertise is the internet commerce
business. And I find it very hard to believe that overwhelming traffic happened from 1 minute to the next.
Yeah.
This was a gradual thing, and if you see that it's happening and you see, hey, we can't handle it. I mean, it's getting more and more. We're finding it hard to handle,
right.
And it's going to even get worse. Go ahead and get the resources. Get the people. I mean, you're making money.
Yeah.
Toys R Us. And there are some other companies that did the same thing.
But I think the whole, as all the dust settles, what people are going to find out about this holiday season is that e-commerce is just beginning and it's here to stay.
Absolutely.
It's just incredibly... The potential markets are just amazing.
It's I'm hoping that people are going to learn from it and not being scared of doing business that way because of it.
But speaking of e-commerce and e-business and e-information, I was on one of our local websites this week, anontech.com.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful place this is.
This
is this young man... student and in-law, high school student and in-law, who runs a website that has it reviews hardware and some software, primarily hardware. But the reason that I remembered it and brought up in this context was you had mentioned to me at one point that he was kind enough to tell you that he had too many hits and he could...
Right.
He runs four servers, dedicated servers that are, according to the article, he's in Young Fortune or Fortune Magazine, which is quite amazing, that are $25,000 servers, each one of them. I mean, so here's a young man who anticipated his needs, went out and got the material necessary to do it, spent the money for it.
Did it right.
And did it right, and it's a terrific site. Absolutely. I encourage anyone around here who is interested, just take a look at Anon. It's ANANTECH.com.
Yeah.
And it's terrific. It's well designed.
Toys R Us, hire him to design your e-business.
It would probably save him a lot of money in the end. Yeah, really. Here's a young man who understands the internet and its potential and what can happen. And he knows it's a worldwide site. He gets incredible
hits. Thousands, yeah. Well, I mean, it is a very good site.
Right.
He provides a very good service.
Mm-hmm.
We are lucky to have him in our
community. Yeah.
Community, absolutely.
So anyway, yeah, that's the good side of the business.
That absolutely is. 860-0850. Good morning. You're on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Fine, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Yeah, I just had a quick question for you regarding Knicks. I've actually got a dual boot that I've got going right now, and between NT and Windows 2000, and something really strange I've noticed. In Windows 2000, I have no problem whatsoever. I just did a install of a cable modem
mm-hmm.
a couple days ago, and on NT, every now and then, all of a sudden, the connection just kind of like stalls for just a second, and it'll pause, and you'll notice it more prominently, like when you're playing like an online game or something. In 2000, it's totally fluid, and I can't figure out what might be the cause of that.
I would be willing to bet a lot that it's the drivers that come with the two systems, because NT, as you know, and you might improve it by the latest service pack, which is what, 6 for NT 4.0?
I've got it in there.
Do you? And still won't do it?
Yeah.
Because I've noticed that Windows 2000 has taken a lot of the plug and play driver technology, recognition and installation technology, and it does work seamlessly. And I know that NT, that was always the hassle with it. Was a lot of these drivers had to be manually configured. You may have something in there that's a conflict.
Yeah, the only thing I was just wondering, is something that I just have never noticed with NT before, because I use it at work, is if you go to like the adapter settings.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
If you were to go to the actual properties,
right?
I don't really see anything listed. Like, I don't ever remember seeing like an actual property list in NT before. Like, you know, they've got like half duplex, full duplex,
right?
That seems really odd to me that I just don't ever remember seeing it in there. And I tried playing around with some of the settings and looking on the net for registry hacks and whatnot, but nothing comes to mind that might, other than a driver?
No, not really, because that seems to be what's going on. I mean, that's usually what causes it.
Oh. Well, I guess the good thing is that
2000 works, that's right.
Get on the Microsoft site and see if anybody else with cable is having a problem.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls. We pay for them. I have no idea. I mean, Chris did the music.
He's really changed it.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's different.
It's different. It's music. And let's go directly to the phones. Good morning. You're on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.
Yes, my name is Rob. I'd like to talk with...
Uncle Robbie!
Hello, how are you?
You got my email last night.
Yes, I did.
Good.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and happy holidays.
Yeah,
got a problem.
I think Anon agrees with my analysis. I say,
yeah.
If the memory's failing...
Let him ask.
I'll let him ask. I do hate him, you realize.
Y'all just love to do that to me.
Go ahead.
Well, actually, the system has crashed, and we're getting a error message that says Windows encountered an error assessing the system's registry.
Okay.
And once it does that, we have tried to boot it, and it won't with a boot disk, and it won't do it. It just keeps going over and over and over again.
Wait a second. Larry was telling me that you're getting a memory test failed.
Yes, the first thing that happens is a memory failure.
Where?
When it's just starting, when it first starts to boot.
Okay. In that case, the memory went bad.
Ah.
And it may need just to be reseated.
That's what I was telling you in the email. If you open, can you open the case and take the memory chips out and put them back in?
Well, all you have to do is just kind of jiggle it, you know, rock it back and forth.
Okay.
When the computer is off.
No, really, no kidding.
Yeah. Other than that,
you'll have a new hairdo.
Hey, right.
Other than that, it's the memory sim or dim, whatever it is, I don't remember, is gone, and we have to replace the memory.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'll try to work on it in a little bit, and
you have it with you?
Yeah, it's at my house here in Raleigh.
Oh, okay. So. Well, if you can do it, just bring it over. Not that I have memory in stock, though.
Okay.
So it'll have to be tomorrow.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is I'll see what I can do to it. If I can't manage to get it to work, I will give you a buzz.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Hey, take care, Rob.
All right,
take care.
Bye.
And a happy new year. And thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, #850 on your Altel cell phone. And these are free calls. We pay for them.
Yeah, when memory goes bad, anything can happen.
Absolutely. I haven't seen these in years.
But you've seen recently?
But I've seen another one about 2 months ago that they did this. And it was one of the sims, the dims were bad. And
I think we're having some QA issues with memory coming across, or just the quantity of sales.
It's just something can happen. Who knows?
Memory happens.
I wouldn't worry about it. We'll take care of Rob.
I know you will. But that's what I thought when I heard that. If you get a memory test fail, that tells you immediately
that
there's something.
Serious. And you really shouldn't use your computer because you can really mess it up.
So there, Rob.
Yeah. Good morning. You're on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.
Yes. I wanted to ask a question about a ThinkPad.
Go ahead.
Yes. This is a fairly simple question. You know, I have the ThinkPad, and I'm doing things for my job. If I put it on suspend, is it still using a lot of electricity?
Not a lot, but it still uses some, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's a good way to do it. The only reason you would need that is if it takes forever to boot the computer, and you're in the middle of something and you don't want to shut it down and save. Other than that, I don't see any reason why.
When you close it, will it suspend?
Oh,
when you shut down the
you can shut it down or you can suspend it.
Well, I suspend it, and if I'm dialed into something, it'll disconnect.
Right,
but,
that's correct.
So it's not hardly using any...
It uses, but not as much as when it's on.
Okay, about half, would you say? 50?
No, less than half.
20. Okay, all right, thanks a lot.
Sure.
All right.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. And your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, #850 on your Altel cell phone, and these are free calls. We pay for them. And until the first phone call comes in, let me just remind everybody. Online courses.
Oh, yeah.
If you're interested in taking online courses, these are all computer-related, computer software-related, or to be certified, Microsoft certified, all that kind of stuff. $99 a year. You can take it for as long as you want. It's web-based, interactive. Go to www.deltaforce.net and click on web-based classes, training. If you're interested in a free dial-up account, very limited, 10 hours a month, and this should be used as an emergency account or if you don't use the internet much, like just for email. Again, go to www.deltaforce.net and click on free internet access. The only thing it'll cost you is the $20 setup fee, and you do have to have a credit card on file. I want to invite everybody to register their websites at www.triangledirectory.com. And the pages that should be, the sites that should be registered there should be triangle-related sites. I'm getting them from all over the country.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's ridiculous. I guess people hear the program on the, because I don't advertise it anywhere.
And this is for businesses in our...
Yeah, it's Triangle Directory. I mean, you know, we don't care if you have a store in Myrtle Beach, you know. So go for it.
Well, wait, what? I mean, the internet gives us, the world
Absolutely,
is our, the world
this,
is our
is
shopping
not
village.
Not World Directory, this is Triangle Directory, okay?
You're so strict. Yeah. He's the boss, needs the info.
And go, right? and go, let me tell you something, go and check, and I'm really proud of that site.
Yes.
It's one that we developed. Parttimejob.net.
This is, you're right.
Parttimejob.net.
One word. This is a cool site, especially for young people who are looking for holiday work or summer work or, you know, work while you're at school. Do take a look at it. It is very nice.
And it's still in the process of being populated with ads. This is going to take some time, but I mean, it is very, very, I mean, I'm
you're right. I went there. It's a cool site. I liked it.
Ron did a great job on the programming. It's nice. Good morning. You're on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.
Yeah, hi. I have a question.
Go ahead, quick.
Am I on the air?
Yes.
Oh, okay. This is a very unusual question. I'm an AOL user.
Uh-huh.
And I was using 3.0, downloaded 4.0, and that worked fine for about a month. And then when I would log in on that, all I get is an AOL blank screen. I'm not finished. Then I downloaded 5.0.
Yeah.
That worked for about 2 weeks. And then when I logged in again, I get an AOL blank screen.
Interesting.
Well,
blank screen as in no sites are coming up.
All it says is it's white and it says AOL in the corner. Then I contacted Mindspring.
No. You need to contact AOL.
I know, I did that. But I'll tell you, this is
Go ahead. Go ahead. We have about a minute left.
Okay. I contacted Mindspring, and I downloaded their software.
Mm-hmm.
And they walked me through it and gave me email.
Right.
When I click on email on Mindspring, an AOL screen
comes up. Because of the association, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you removed AOL?
No, how do I do that?
You need to go into the ad remove programs, or the best thing is to call them and find out how to do it.
Okay.
But, you'll need to do that first.
Okay.
Because there are association with different things.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. Sorry we couldn't take more time, but we are running
out of
time.
Call earlier, call often, but
yes.
Call earlier.
We're running out of time. And any...
Happy holidays to everybody. Keep Y2K safe. We'll see you next week. And to the email queen and the queen of warehouses, Rebecca's having a great time. It was wonderful having her home. And
all right.
Have a nice holiday.
And good morning, Kathy and Hannah and everybody else there. And Happy New Year. And Ted, who did a great job today keeping us up.
He's the bomb.
Ted made it possible for us to be on the air because we don't have a screener. He is there doing it for me.
Oh, he's such a wonderful.
Thank you very much.
He's the man.
Thank you very much, and a happy new year. That's it for today. If you didn't get in, email me. I'm not at 850thebuzz.com.
Keep your clothes on,
Ted. Thank you for tuning in to Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. And the voice of the Hurricanes, and to Computers 99, and thank you, Ted again for doing what you were doing. As usual, practice safe computing. Back up your hard drive. And don't forget to use the virus scanner. We'll be back here next week at 8. Until then, yeah, we will be here. Until then, keep your dial right here on the space station. It brings you IMUS, Mike Solardi, Adam Gold, Morgan Patrick, ESPN, and more. Sports Radio 850.
Bye-bye.